Since it's Friday, we're joined now by Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. Hello, Stefan.
Hey, Michelle.
Give us your thoughts on Bo Schembechler.
You know, he never won a national championship, and some people won't forget that. But more than that, I think what was important about Schembechler is that he was a defining figure at a time of huge growth in both college football and in the intensity of one of the greatest rivalries in all of American sports. You know, he was paired with Woody Hayes, the coach of Ohio State. One of his great disappointments was the last time Michigan and Ohio State came into this game undefeated in 1973. They tied 10-10. Michigan clearly outplayed Ohio State. Even Woody Hayes said so. But the Big Ten voted to send Ohio State to the Rose Bowl. Schembechler was still talking about that in the days leading up to his death.
Woody Hayes and Bo Schembechler would have relished tomorrow's game, which in the eyes of many is a sort of national championship before the actual national championship game in January. Can you imagine that?
It's amazing. I mean, both teams are unbeaten. It's only the third time in 103 meetings that that's happened. Both teams have some big names. Ohio State's quarterback, Troy Smith, Michigan's running back, Mike Hart, both Heisman Trophy candidates. Ohio State has won four of the last five meetings, and they've got the home field advantage. But Michigan's defense has been superb, and that could be an edge in this game. What's clear is that the winner will be playing for the national championship on January 8th. What isn't clear is whether there might be a rematch. That could happen, and it'll depend on what the computers decide that the title matchup is going to be, which will be impacted by the outcome of some other key games. Number 4 Southern Cal against number 6 Notre Dame next week, and then the week after that, number 3 Florida against number 5 Arkansas, and unbeaten and number 7 Rutgers, the big surprise in college football, against number 8 West Virginia.
Well, the fans are certainly ready for tomorrow's Michigan-Ohio State game. I know those Wolverines in my house are mightily pumped up, and in Columbus, Ohio, they've been pumped up for days. Ohio Public Radio's Karen Kassler has a report right now, and Stefan, I'd like you to listen along with me before we continue.